Hello, I'm Dr. Julian Jolly, a pharmacist with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's Drug Service in the Division of Scientific Resources. I'm pleased today to join you as a part of the CDC Expert Commentary Series on Medscape. I'm here to talk about the emergency drugs CDC offers to treat rare diseases and how clinicians in the United States can get access to them for their patients. Imagine a patient arrives at your local emergency room with a partially paralyzed face, droopy eyelids, and slurred speech. After a diagnostic assessment, you suspect botulism and call the state health department to notify officials about the patient. You and the health department then call CDC's Emergency Operations Center for a consultation. A CDC botulism duty officer assesses the case with you and agrees with the suspected diagnosis. The duty officer quickly contacts the nearest CDC quarantine station with heptavalent botulism antitoxin stocked by CDC's drug service and authorizes the shipment to the hospital. CDC's drug service and quarantine stations collaborate to distribute certain emergency drugs for critically sick patients 24/7. The quarantine station springs into action and gets the antitoxin out on the next available flight. Within hours, your patient receives the antitoxin and is saved from further paralysis or death. The CDC drug service is a unique pharmacy that clinicians and hospitals can use in an emergency when they need certain life-saving drugs no one else has. Drugs provided through this CDC service either aren't commercially available or are in limited supply in the United States. They're usually available from CDC under investigational new drug protocols. From CDC headquarters in Atlanta, CDC's drug service distributes, through common courier services, a small formulary of drugs, biologicals, and vaccines for treating or preventing rare diseases. CDC provides these products free of charge as a public health service to hospitals in emergencies when requested by treating clinicians or public health officials. Strategically located at U.S. airports across the country, CDC quarantine stations support CDC's drug service by sending out emergency doses of antitoxin for botulism and diphtheria, as well as artesunate for severe malaria, thus reducing the shipping time to hospitals in need. This factor can make a major difference in saving lives. Also, drugs for treating rare parasitic diseases such as Chagas disease, leishmaniasis, filariasis, and African sleeping sickness are available to U.S. clinicians for patients who meet certain requirements. A clinical consultation with a CDC expert will determine the need for products from CDC's drug service. Available drugs are listed in the table below and on the website. Before releasing the drugs, CDC and state health departments ensure appropriate procedures for clinical consultation are followed. A clinician makes the initial request by contacting the local or state health department, then contacts the CDC Emergency Operations Center or CDC experts. CDC then requires consultation between its experts and treating clinicians. You won't find these drugs at your local pharmacy. CDC is the only source in the country, and that affords a built-in surveillance system for diseases the drugs treat across the United States. Together we can save lives. Please see the CDC website for complete guidance on the products carried by the CDC drug service. If you have a patient in need of one of these products, please contact CDC 24/7 through the Emergency Operations Center at 770-488-7100. The CDC drug service can also be reached directly during business hours at 404-639-3670.